Hi, Paul Sakis, Good News Broadcast, speaking to Leah Zechlich. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
I'm excited to have you. My last name, Slatkus, is a tongue twister, but Zechlich is a very pretty name.
And yes, it's a good test for whether you're drunk or not.
Say it 10 times fast.
Yes.
You know, we're meeting through mutual friends, Anna and others in a group, and they had nice things to talk about you, about your nonprofit, and we're doing our best to, and you're doing quite well with it, getting medical supplies to those in need, and I want to thank you for that. That's good, important work. Congratulations.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So tell us a bit about your company and how you got involved with the nonprofit and some of the things you're doing. Share some of the good news.
Okay. So Astral Impact is a nonprofit organization, and we are slightly different than typical nonprofit that people think about, where the typical nonprofits will have donation coming in and they will use that donation to do something good. And then most of the time they provide services for free. What's interesting and unique about Astral Impact is we like to play a role of what people typically say, that instead of giving people fish, try to teach people how to fish. But we actually like to go a little bit one step further. We want to teach people how to also make the fishing pole and how to fish. So our mandate is, free market mechanism works beautifully most of the time. So when there's the difference in supply and demand, that price goes up and price goes down. And when the price goes up, then there's more supply coming in. It works really well. But there are times that free market does not work because both either on supply side or demand side, there's no flexibility. So what Astral Impact tries to do is when the free market mechanism does not work, but there's a need and or this kind of dysfunction is creating problems in the market or in the society, we try to provide intervention. So one area that we are very concerned is it's been happening about last 20 years. The gap between the rich and poor is getting bigger and bigger at the individual level, but also amongst the countries. So the rich countries are getting richer. And when you look at some of the statistics, it's actually shocking. The top 1% of the world population owns more than 70% of the wealth. And the rest of the people, the rest of, 99% of the people own the bottom 30%, which is shocking. And so what happens is when the gap becomes so big, people at the bottom, it's very difficult to climb up. It's not like old days. Actually, some of the people who were born in the old generation, they had a luxury of being born poor and they had nothing. But if they worked hard and they were smart enough, they were able to make something great in life. But currently, a lot of people who are stuck in poverty, no matter how hard they work, no matter what they try, they have difficulty getting out of it. So one project that we have is in human trafficking and forced labor. So because of this gap between the rich and the poor, there's a lot of people who have even difficulty feeding themselves or feeding the family. And these people, they are desperate and they are willing to do anything to get a job that can feed the family. So very often they like to go abroad thinking that, abroad I will have better opportunities and I will make more money. And then on TV, they see fancy scenes of countries outside where people have really good life and that's what they imagine. And then there is a recruitment companies who recruit these people. And most of these people are unskilled, and many of them, they haven't even been outside their village. And they are recruited to go abroad, and then very often these recruitment companies, they were charged huge recruitment fees, and that fees range from about $5,000 to about $10,000. And then, of course, these people don't have money to pay because these are people who are currently making, you know, barely $20, $50 a month. And if they are lucky, they will be making about $100 a month. So it's a lot of money and they don't have it. Then recruitment company give them a loan that they can pay back from their salary. But this loan comes with a compound monthly interest. And because of that, when these people get a job as an unskilled worker getting paid about somewhere between about $300 to $400 a month net after taxes and all the deduction, it takes them about 2 to 3 years to pay back the loan. And this is just a horrible practice where the recruitment company is making so much money and the companies are getting really cheap labor. And then these people are working for free for 3 years. So instead of achieving their dream of going abroad, saving a lot of money, providing good life for the family, they end up suffering a lot. The family back home have no income and these people are working in horrible conditions. So that's one project that we do. So we want to stop this kind of bad practice. There's a lot of other foundations and nonprofit organizations and even internet labor organization, they are actively trying to stop this practice. But currently where we see where the support is lacking is instead of working at the political level, negotiating with the government and putting the framework and the legal framework, or working really at the really bottom, helping these people after they get into trouble, we like to do the prevention. So we actively reach out to this population and ask them, we will help you to find a job free of charge. So please don't work with these unethical recruitment companies. And then we work with the companies who like to practice what I call socially responsible hiring. And then we provide opportunities to them. We support them to integrate into a new country. We also support them so that they can get the training so that they can have career instead of being stuck in a dead end job forever. So that's one project we do. And
this is a busy woman. This is a busy woman.
It is. And
you're a busy woman.
It's a very challenging project. So we do need a lot of support from the people. But actually, the biggest support that we need is spreading the word. A lot of people don't even realize that this kind of forced labor happens. And then people think that, oh, you know, those things happens in the back alley and, you know, I have nothing to do with it. Actually, you'll be surprised. This forced labor practice is very common. Even multinational companies, they hire people. And so there was some time ago boycott for Unilever because they were buying palm oil from the plantation in Malaysia that's practicing forced labor. So yes, it is true that Unilever is not directly involved, but by working with a supplier who is practicing indirectly, they are kind of, you know, endorsing that kind of practice. And then, so actually spreading the word out and letting every consumer, every buyer to pay more attention to what's going on. And then asking questions, even some of the big companies, instead of assuming that, oh, they're a big company, they must be doing the right thing. We should be asking questions. How is their labor practice? How do they hire people, especially abroad? How do they hire people? What kind of people? How do they treat them? We should really question. And when there's enough people asking those questions, companies will make changes.
All right. So, you know, we're not going to get to the medical supplies and that, making sure that the companies involved with that are also honorable and respectful. I know, which is actually how we have met. Initially, and all I can say at this moment, and we'll have another interview at a later time, because Alea has a lot to say. They're doing a lot of good outreach, and I'll say she's one of the leaders in the medical supply area, because she's actually a professor and talking about the maybe this is best practices and that's best practice. So she walks the talk at a very serious time right now. When people need these life-saving products. And I appreciate that and respect that. And that was a big part of why I wanted to interview you. But we're going to say that's happening. We're going to say there's some things that happen within that industry that are not as good because there's money in it. And then sometimes with the money realities of humanity, people maybe change their approach to life. Sort of how I'm going to say it. Tell me, what is your website so people can come, and how can people help you? And then what is peace for you? What's peace for Leah?
Okay, so our project Phoenix, as you mentioned, because currently the PP supply chain is not working, and because the demand is much, much higher than the supply, there's a lot of things that's not working in the market as it should. So we provide the intervention. Our website address is www.asterimpact.org. And then when you go there, you will find the link for the Phoenix Trust Market. We named it as Phoenix Trust Market because current crisis that we have, I believe that just like the bird Phoenix, we will rise from the ashes and we will be even better than before. We will learn from our experience. And then we named it trust because currently the reason why the market is not working is because the lack of trust. So it's not actually, even though yes, it is true, there's a shortage of supply, but it's not actually a shortage of the supply issue. It's a lack of trust that's creating and disrupting the market. So we try to be a facilitator in the market, making people trust one another, having a transparent, reliable, and efficient transaction so that people who really need a product can get it. People who are really, you know, good business people who have real product can sell. And that's what we are trying to do.
All right. And what is peace for Leah? What is peace for you? What makes you peaceful? What's peace for you?
What's peaceful? At the end of the day, when I know that I made a difference in someone's life, no matter how small it is, that's peace for me. Then at the end of the day, I can go to sleep smiling and sleep very well.
Okay. I'm with you. Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you, and I look forward to the long, long lasting relationship. Thanks, Leah. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. You take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. You too. Bye.